I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 872, Myths About Finding God's Will. Most followers of the Lord would agree with the following statement: if I just knew for certain what God wanted me to do, I'd do it. I've talked to a lot of people that try to find God's will, and they find finding God's will difficult. Because the trouble is, we don't often know, and so we start believing myths about how God's will works. Let's see if we can do a little myth busting today. This podcast is called The Two Greatest, after the greatest commandments Jesus said are to love God and to love others. Here we want to know what would it look like for Jesus to live a life of love through us. And that gets to the will of God. What is the will of God? How can I let God live through me today? Well, let's not fall into some traps. Myth number one, God will give you a roadmap. Okay, that would be nice, but God isn't about roadmaps. He's about relationships. To Abraham, he said, "Go to the land that I will show you," and not, "Here's an address, and I'll see you when you get there." And remember the pillar of fire by night and cloud by day? To lead the people whenever God chose to move them on. They didn't exactly know when. Myth number two, God doesn't want you to have any fun. I've actually talked to some Christians who didn't want to seek God's will because they were afraid. They were afraid if they found out God's will, it would be awful. He's a cosmic killjoy. He just wants to steal all your joy, and he doesn't want to give you abundant, joyful life, which is just not true. Notice I didn't say that God wants you to be rich and powerful and never sick, but he does want you to have abundant life. Myth number three, God only speaks to certain holy people, you know, the Billy Grahams of the world. That's not what Jesus said. He said, "My sheep hear my voice and I will lead them." God wants to make his way known to you. So what should you do? Well, walk in the Spirit, let the Spirit produce his fruit in you, and take advantage of the opportunities God puts in front of you. Myth number four, you have to have some sort of mystical experience to know the will of God. All right, as we read the Bible, we read about visits from angels and talking bushes. And that's true, they happened. But they were the exception, not the rule. The problem comes when we expect the exception that happened to Moses or Daniel or someone else to be our everyday experience. Just keep loving God in your ordinary days and in your ordinary ways, and you'll be in the center of his will. Myth number five, God only reveals his will to the young. Well, tell that to Abraham and tell that to Moses. You know, if you can fog a mirror, God wants you in the game and he will lead you. Myth number six, God's will is hidden from us. Well, if you mean every play in the playbook, every moment of your day, maybe you're right. But remember, it's not roadmap, it's relationship. Don't start sending out silly fleeces. If the next light is red, then God is saying no. And if it's green, God is saying yes. God wants you to just focus on loving others in your everyday life, and you'll be in God's will. Because silly fleeces are not faith, they're superstition. Listen, God can put you where he wants you. God can arrange details in advance. He can open and close doors. He can remove obstacles. He can fit even your mistakes into his plan anyway. He's that good. What he wants from you is a willing heart that seeks his face in relationship with others every day. That's being in the center of his will. Here's the great question. What is one thing that you know for sure about God's will? There's a lot of things you may not know, but what's one thing like, I know this for sure about God's will? Hang on to that today. Let's pray. Father, we pray that you will help us to grow in discernment. Lead us on the path of wisdom and guard us from making foolish decisions. Help us to think clearly and to weigh correctly. Give us humility that seeks and hears the wise counsel of others. Lord, at times, I just wish you would send a letter or call me on the phone and let me know with clarity what your will is for my life. And then I'll fulfill the plans and purposes you have for me. But help me to recognize your gentle promptings instead, and the wise counsel that's hidden in your word and from others, and keep me from being swayed by my own selfish inclinations. Lord, tenderize my heart so that I am able to discern the nudgings and tugs from your Holy Spirit, and give me wisdom to make godly choices. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 873. In the meantime, God's will is good, and it's beautiful, and it is kingdom-focused and Jesus-centered, and it's others-loving. And if you're operating in those ways, you're way less likely to fall into the myths about finding God's will.